3IoT.ai.
You are listening to WMNF Tampa. WMNF, your community radio station. Local, the last local station. Good afternoon. My name is Joellen Schulke. This show is called Art in Your Ear. Support for WMNF comes from you, our members, and Florida Southern College, encouraging visitors to experience the world's largest collection of Frank Lloyd Wright architecture with a guided campus tour. Tour reservations and details can be found at flsouthern.edu/FLLW. Well, unfortunately, I had some artists coming in from Shine today, and they weren't able to make it in. So I'm going to play some music related to the big mural festival, the Shine Mural Festival, and other stuff going on. I've got some great talks for you, some really good music I've been wanting to throw on the air. I have a lot of people I want to thank so much who helped Art in Your Ear out during our drive last week. Oh, my goodness. Really came through. Thank you so much. So I'm going to first I want to start by thanking the artists, Marianne Wasaki, Jennifer Kusharik, Paul Smith, and Natty Moss-Bond, who created skulls for us. Thank you for your generosity. I feel like I'm forgetting someone, and I will try to remember who that is. I'm so sorry. Also, I'd like to thank Margot Das, Patty and Dave Perkey, Jaya Rose, Deborah Lansdowne, Amanda Doyle, Robert Hudson, Lauren Adrianson, James Harvey and Lynn Waddell, Neil Gobioff and Gianna Gobioff and the Gobioff Foundation, Kim Kirshner, the Nomad Art Bus with Carrie Boucher, Charlie Parker Pottery, Charlie and Nancy Parker, Flea Duncan, the wonderful Laura, Suzanne and Sandy Wismer, Stuart Mellish, and Lori Keegan. Thank you so much for supporting Art in Your Ear. Thanks to everyone who supported WMNF during the drive. We're still just a little tiny scooch short. You can always call 813-238-8001 and give to one of your favorite shows. They may not have made their goal. Or you can go online to WMNF.org and donate. And you're just the best. I mean, you guys just touch our hearts so much. We're going to have two different versions of Pink Floyd's Shine On You Crazy Diamond. We're going to start off with the original. A little later, I've got a great Kendra Morris cover of it. We've got some talks about art and poetry and some fabulous music. Thanks again for sticking with us. You guys are the best. Just wonderful. We love you so much.
on like the sun.
And that is the original version of Wish You Were Here, right? Shine On, You Crazy Diamond, with the wonderful Pink Floyd. Love it. Next, we're going to go up We're going to have some War on Drugs with a song that, oh my gosh, I've been playing a lot lately. But before we do that, I just want to let you know there's some great stuff going on around town. And one of those things is last week on the show, we had some of the artists involved with the Tampa International Gay and Lesbian Film Festival. Well, they move over to the Freefall Theater tonight. They're showing a really fun kind of musical comedy called Still Waiting in the Wings, and then they've got a couple different shorts also showing tonight at Freefall Theater, and you can go online to TIGLIFF, it's TIGLIFF.com, and get that information, and after the show it'll be up on our Facebook page. So that's one fun thing. Right now, here's the War on Drugs. It's called Knocked Down.
Far away there is a star raining through the night sky like a drug. Give them all a piece of mind for me. Somehow I can make it rain. Diamonds in the night sky, I'm like a child. Now I'm all beaten up and weak. Wanna love you but I get knocked down. I'm only shaking cause I'm lying in the cold. I wanna shed it but I can't break free.
Some chasms so deep and so wide, we find it hard to imagine how we'll ever make it to the other side. That space between who we are and who we want to be. The gaps between our high ideals and our base realities. The distance between what we say and what we really mean. The raging river that flows between what actually happened and our convenient memories. The lies we tell ourselves are lakes, overflowing their banks, flooding our speech with waters caustic and rank. The only bridge is the truth, passing through me and you as we look one another eye to eye. But so often that look is filled with our hesitations, and we can't help but glance to the side. See, we've long ago let go of the language with which we describe our softer parts. We learn early that those with softer hearts suffer, so we allow lean emotion to reign, never noticing that only strain has been the fruit of our restraints. We haven't escaped pain, and our battle scars are far from faint, yet and still, despite our desire and willingness to heal, we often find ourselves fighting hard in the paint, holding on to false images of everything we ain't. So while our dreams coincide, our fears collide, and we want to know one another, but think we can't. The gulf between empathy and equity is as unfathomable as the fissures that line our collective integrity. And we spend eternal eternities trying to translate that into virtue. Perhaps you have met one or two of the virtuous on your path. There are only very few, and I know that I have from time to time mistaken pretenders for real, yet still make room for the possibility that it's I who's been pretending. Please bear with me, I'm still mending, but I'm no longer bending to the will of my injuries nor my injurers. I much prefer to stretch my arms like newts until I become the sky. I'd rather stretch my tongue with truth, our bridge to cross when we look one another in the eye. But the tongue, like the heart, gets tired. The weak make it hard for the strong to stay inspired, like the lost prevent the found from escaping the mire, and the degraded stop the enlightened from taking us higher. But no matter what you hear from the mouths of these liars, we are one people with one destiny. And the common enemy, that's why it really stresses me to see our hearts so tattered, our minds so scattered, our egos so easily flattered. We're enslaved, yet think of our shackles as gifts. Rather than resist our masters, we let them widen our rifts. Like mindless material junkies, we seek that which lowers, not lifts. But somewhere in our midst, there's been a paradigm shift. Justice is getting restless in its chains. Our youth find it useless to separate their souls from their brains. Their truth is ingrained, their integrity is sustained. Let me call your attention to those who serve as examples. Those who daily give their all, but their reserves are still ample. Those who battle friend and foe, yet their hope is never trampled. They make music, never sample. And the world's ugly could never cancel the fullness and the sweetness of their composition, nor the unadulterated truth of their mission. It's time we shut our mouths and listen, close our eyes and pray for the humility and the guidance to follow them to the way. Thank you.
Take me to heart, and I'll always love you. Understand. just like a man. If you wanna do right, whole day, woman, you gotta be a do right, whole night man. Man, yeah, yeah, they say that it's a man's world, but you can't. If you wanna do, do right,
do right,
home,
do right,
day,
do right,
woman,
woman,
you've gotta be a
do right,
home,
do right,
day,
do right,
man,
man.
A woman's only human. Bitch, you should.
WMNF has assembled two tribute shows for Aretha Franklin, featuring the best soul and R&B vocalists and musicians in the area.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T, find out what it means to me.
Two beautiful venues befitting the Queen, Sunday, October 28th at the Palladium Theater in St. Petersburg, and Monday, October 29th at the Manatee Performing Arts Center in Bradenton. The WMNF tribute to Aretha Franklin. Go to WMNF.org for tickets.
And that those are going to be some really great shows. Again, go online, WMNF.org. Also, if you snoozed, you lost. That doesn't sound right. Because Todd Snyder and Rory Carroll is sold out tonight. If you pledged for it, your names will be at will call the door. But it is sold out. Thank you to everyone who got tickets to that. You are supporting community radio, and then supporting the community. Well, my name is Joellen Schilke. You're listening to Art in Your Ear on 88.5 WMNF. We are the community radio station of the area, the big one. There's some little community radio stations, and so yay for everybody working together to represent the community together. But we really are the last local radio station in the Tampa Bay area, full on radio station. And you're listening means you're kind of a special person. So thank you for doing that. There's some other stuff going on around town I wanted to let you know about. Also, there's an art walk tonight for down in our Sarasota listening area. There's a woman, Sherry Oring, who was on the show a few years ago. She's got this great project where she types letters for people. And she is going to be at the over there at Ringling, at the Ringling College of Art and Design. It's called Agitype, changing the world one letter at a time. And she tells stories, she writes letters, she works with people. It's really super interesting. And that, again, is tonight for the art walk in the Sarasota area. The Friday, it goes from 4 to 7. Tomorrow, there's an art walk in St. Pete, and of course, the Shine Festival is going on. There's a lot of different places to get information about that. Going to St. Pete Art Alliance is a really good location to gather information about all of that stuff. We heard some Aretha Franklin with Do Right Woman, Do Right Man on WMNF. And honestly, we play Aretha all the time. So it's nice that other radio stations are playing, but we play a lot of stuff. Before that, we heard a Sally Devon Ecclesiastes with her poem Chasms, and then Knock Down the War on Drugs, a song that has been a heavy rotation in my life. And we are going to get back, play some music, and I've got a talk coming up and another poem. The talk is about museums returning artifacts that were plundered from other countries. But before that, I want to play a little Daniel Lanois to you, and this is his song, Shine, here on 88.5.
Till I was gone and didn't know. In the end, the thing that keeps me walking is your shine in the morning, your shine in the distance, your shine inside the laughter and the gold. That walk all night with no domain. In the end, the thing that keeps them walking is your shine when they wear no coat, your shine when the feeling's low, your shine when it's too late to turn. All alone, fighting every minute for each turning stone. I have reached the rocket speed, I have touched the ground that feeds, scaling fences looking for the healing sun. Walking is your shine in transmissions, your shine in decisions, your shine when I labor to the new day. It's your shine shine, shine.
gonna drown in a sea of deep confusion. Somebody told me, I don't know who. Whenever you are sad and blue, and you're feeling all alone and left behind, just take a look inside you and you'll find.
Confession. I am an archaeologist and a museum curator, but a paradoxical one. For my museum, I collect things, but I also return things back to where they came from. I love museums because they're social and educational, but I'm most drawn to them because of the magic of objects. A 1 million-year-old hand axe, a totem pole, an impressionist painting all take us beyond our own imaginations. In museums, we pause to muse, to gaze upon our human empire of things in meditation and wonder. I understand why U.S. museums alone host more than 850 million visits each year. Yet in recent years, museums have become a battleground. Communities around the world don't want to see their culture in distant institutions which they have no control over. They want to see their cultural treasures repatriated, returned to their places of origin. Greece seeks the return of the Parthenon marbles, a collection of classical sculptures held by the British Museum. Egypt demands antiquities from Germany. New Zealand's Maori want to see returned ancestral tattooed heads from museums everywhere. Yet these claims pale in comparison to those made by Native Americans. Already, U.S. museums have returned more than 1 million artifacts and 50,000 sets of Native American skeletons. To illustrate what's at stake, let's start with the war gods. This is a wood carving made by members of the Zuni tribe in New Mexico. In the 1880s, anthropologists began to collect them as evidence of American Indian religion. They came to be seen as beautiful, the precursor to the stark sculptures of Picasso and Paul Klee, helping to usher in the modern art movement. From one viewpoint, the museum did exactly as it's supposed to with the war god. It helped introduce a little-known art form for the world to appreciate. But from another point of view, the museum had committed a terrible crime of cultural violence. For Zunis, the war god is not a piece of art. It is not even a thing. It is a being. For Zunis, every year, priests ritually carve new war gods, the Ahayuda, breathing life into them in a long ceremony. They are placed on sacred shrines where they live to protect the Zuni people and keep the universe in balance. No one can own or sell a war god. They belong only to the earth. And so, Zunis want them back from museums so they can go to their shrine homes to fulfill their spiritual purpose. What is a curator to do? I believe that the war gods should be returned. This might be a startling answer. After all, my conclusion contradicts the refrain of the world's most famous archaeologist. That belongs in a museum, is what Indiana Jones said, not just to drive movie plots, but to drive home the unquestionable good of museums for society. I did not come to my view easily. I grew up in Tucson, Arizona, and fell in love with the Sonoran Desert's past. I was amazed that beneath the city's bland strip malls was 12,000 years of history just waiting to be discovered. When I was 16 years old, I started taking archaeology classes and going out on digs. A high school teacher of mine even helped me set up my own laboratory to study animal bones. But in college, I came to learn that my future career had a dark history. Starting in the 1860s, Native American skeletons became a tool for science, collected in the thousands to prove new theories of social and racial hierarchies. Native American human remains were plundered from graves, even taken fresh from battlefields. When archaeologists came across white graves, the skeleton was often quickly reburied, while native bones were deposited as specimens on museum shelves. In the wake of war, stolen lands, boarding schools, laws banning religion, anthropologists collected sacred objects in the belief that native peoples were on the cusp of extinction. You can call it racism or colonialism, but the labels don't matter as much as the fact that over the last century, Native American rights and culture were taken from them. In 1990, after years of Native protests, the U.S. government, through the U.S. Congress, finally passed a law that allowed Native Americans to reclaim cultural items, sacred objects, and human remains from museums. Many archaeologists were panicked. For scientists, it can be hard to fully grasp how a piece of wood can be a living god, or how spirits surround bones. And they knew that modern science, especially with DNA, can provide luminous insights into the past. As the anthropologist Frank Norwick declared, "We are doing important work that benefits all of mankind. We are not returning anything to anyone." As a college student, all of this was an enigma that was hard to decipher. Why did Native Americans want their heritage back from the very places preserving it? And how could scientists spend their entire lives studying dead Indians, but seem to care so little about living ones? I graduated, but wasn't sure what to do next, so I traveled. One day in South Africa, I visited Nelson Mandela's former prison cell on Robben Island. I had an epiphany. Here was a man who helped a country bridge vast divides to seek, however imperfectly, reconciliation. I'm no Mandela, but I asked myself, could I too plant seeds of hope in the ruins of the past? In 2007, I was hired as a curator at the Denver Museum of Nature and Science. Our team agreed that, unlike many other institutions, we needed to proactively confront the legacy of museum collecting. We started with the skeletons in our closet, 100 of them. After months and then years, we met with dozens of tribes to figure out how to get these remains home. And this is hard work. It involves negotiating who will receive the remains, how to respectfully transfer them, where will they go. Native American leaders become undertakers, planning funerals for dead relatives they'd never wanted unearthed. A decade later, the Denver Museum and our Native partners have reburied nearly all of the human remains in the collection. We've returned hundreds of sacred objects, but I've come to see that these battles are endless. Repatriation is now a permanent feature of the museum world. Hundreds of tribes are waiting their turn. there are always more museums with more stuff. Every cataloged war god in an American public museum has now been returned, 106 so far. But there are more beyond the reach of U.S. law, in private collections and outside our borders. In 2014, I had the chance to travel with a respected religious leader from the Zuni tribe named Octavia Sautewa to visit 5 museums in Europe with war gods. At the Ethnological Museum of Berlin, we saw a war god with a history of dubious care. An overly enthusiastic curator had added chicken feathers to it. Its necklace had once been stolen. At the Musée de Quai Branly in Paris, an official told us that the war god there is now state property with no provisions for repatriation. He insisted that the war god no longer serves Zunis, but museum visitors. He said, "We give all the objects to the world." At the British Museum, we were warned that the Zuni case would establish a dangerous precedent for bigger disputes, such as the Parthenon marbles claimed by Greece. After visiting the 5 museums, Octavius returned home to his people, empty-handed. He later told me, "It hurts my heart to see the Ahayuda so far away. They all belong together. It's like a family member that's missing from a family dinner. When one is gone, their strength is broken." I wish that my colleagues in Europe and beyond could see that the war gods do not represent the end of museums, but the chance for a new beginning. When you walk the halls of a museum, you're likely just seeing about 1% of the total collections. The rest is in storage. Even after returning 500 cultural items and skeletons, my museum still retains 99.999% of its total collections. Though we no longer have war gods, we have Zuni traditional pottery, jewelry, tools, clothing, and arts. And even more precious than these objects are the relationships that we formed with Native Americans through the process of repatriation. Now we can ask Zunis to share their culture with us. Not long ago, I had the chance to visit the returned war gods. A shrine sits up high atop a mesa overlooking a beautiful Zuni homeland. The shrine is enclosed by a roofless stone building threaded at the top with barbed wire to ensure that they're not stolen again. And there they are inside, the Ahayuda, 106 war gods amid offerings of turquoise, cornmeal, shell, even t-shirts. A modern gift to ancient beings. And standing there, I got a glimpse at the war god's true purpose in the world. And it occurred to me then that we do not get to choose the histories that we inherit. Museum curators today did not pillage ancient graves or steal spiritual objects, but we can accept responsibility for correcting past mistakes. We can help restore dignity, hope, and humanity to Native Americans, the very people who were once the voiceless objects of our curiosity. And this doesn't even require us to fully understand others' beliefs, only that we respect them. Museums are temples to things past. Now, they must also become places for living cultures. As I turned to walk away from the shrine, I drank in the warm summer air, and I watched an eagle turn lazy circles high above. I thought of the Zunis whose offerings ensure that their culture is not dead and gone, but alive and well. And I could think of no better place for the war gods to be. Thank you.
And that was Chip Caldwell. Sorry, it's having brain fart. That was Chip Caldwell about museums. How fantastic. In the background, we've got a little Kendra Mars covering Shine, but before she gets to the juicy part, I want to let you know a couple things going on. Tampa Theater is going to be screening and collaborating with the Tampa Museum of Art. They will be screening the amazing documentary Kusama Infinity, and it's about the Infinity Rooms that that this wonderful artist has created. Tampa Museum has it going on right now, and so that is Tuesday night from 7 to 10 p.m. I'll post this. I can't say what the price is, but that's easy. Wink, wink, nod, nod. So that's one thing going on. Also, tomorrow night, the official Shine Mural... I'm on the wrong page. Tomorrow, the official Shine party, closing party, or reception is at the Morian Art Center tomorrow evening as part of the Art Walk, and you could go check that out. The Morian is located on Central Avenue and 7th, between 7th and 8th Street in St. Pete. What else we've got going on? Oh, very important is support for WMNF comes from you, our wonderful, fabulous members, and the Florida Holocaust Museum, presenting Bill Graham and the Rock and Roll Revolution from now until February. Through memorabilia, photos, and concert footage, the exhibition shows the story of Bill Graham, who helped launch the careers of countless artists like the Grateful Dead, Janis Joplin, and the Rolling Stones. It also traces Graham's life as an 11-year-old Jewish refugee fleeing to the U.S. from the Nazis. More at flholocaustmuseum.org. You know, the U.S. turned their back on a lot of the gypsies and the Jewish people of Europe when the Nazis were getting started. It's not our role to turn our back on refugees. You are listening to WMNF 88.5. This show is called Art in Your Ear. And this is Kendra Marss covering Pink Floyd, Shine On You Crazy Diamond. Thank you. Actually, I think Stuart turned me on to this.
You shone like the sun.
One other thing I want to let you know. If you're getting a new car, and I was just talking to someone last night who's getting a new car, hint, hint, don't trade in your old one. Give it to WMNF. Your support is worth more than a low trade-in offer and helps ensure your favorite programs are here for you and your community. Call 1-888-966-3885 or visit WMNF.com. www.ktuo.org. And hey, I'd like to thank Stephanie and Lou and Tom and everyone for listening and getting in touch and writing and saying hello. You can always email dj@wmnf.org, or you can text us at 813-433-0885. Well, we started the show off. Oh, wait, there's one other thing I want to tell you about here. And you are listening to 88.5 WMNF Community Conscious Radio, homegrown, handpicked, last local radio station. We're all those different things. If you are interested in collecting art and kind of nervous about it, or don't even think of yourself as an art collector, even though you are, there's going to be on Sunday from 2 to 3 a panel discussion. It's the Contemporaries, which is sort of the younger group of art collectors at the MFA in St. Pete. St. Pete's rocking out this weekend. And they are having a panel discussion about collecting art. Really great people are on it. Rep and Simone Deloach, who are super art supporters in the area. Kathy Gibson of Art House, who is an art advisor. Bryce Hudson, an artist, and he's has the Trichoic Gallery. And then it's moderated by the fabulous Catherine Pill, the MFA Curator of Contemporary Art. And that is from 2 to 3 p.m. this Sunday at the MFA. It's located in beautiful downtown St. Petersburg on Beach Drive and 2nd Avenue. And you can go online to MFA St. Pete for more information. Well, we are finishing up our day here. I've got two songs. I don't know which one to play. I'm going to play this one. It's an older clip. It's by a band called Revolver. Get Around Town. You guys, get around town this weekend. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. We dodged a hurricane. Our hearts go out to everybody up north. There is a thing right now on our website, on the front of our website, that Sean Canaan wrote about how to help people with the hurricane. You have been listening to Art in Your Ear on WMNF Tampa, last local radio station in Tampa Bay. Thank you so much for listening. I'm going to post the stuff I played. The playlist is up. I'm going to post the stuff that I played and the events that I did over on our Facebook page, Art in Your Ear. Please follow us. Please like us. If you didn't get a chance to support WMNF, please support this wonderful radio station. Our lives would be just so boring without it. Take care. Stay tuned. Live Music Showcase with the Boats is up after NPR News.
Get around town, gentlemen, it's the body's countdown, the body counts down. Get around town, gentlemen, it's the body's countdown, the body counts down. We need someone to go to jail for us, to go to jail for us. We need someone to go to jail for us, to go to jail for us. So get around town, gentlemen, it's the body's countdown, the body counts down. Get around town, gentlemen, it's the body's countdown, the body counts down. You won't come back, you go to jail for us, you go to jail for us. You won't go home, you won't come back, you go to jail for us, you go to jail for us. So get around town, gentlemen, it's the body's countdown, the body counts down. Get around town, gentlemen, it's the body's countdown, the body counts down. Such a war, a TV jail for us, a TV jail for us. Such a drama, such a war, a TV jail for us, a TV jail for us. So get around town, gentlemen, it's the body's countdown, the body counts down. Get around town, gentlemen, it's the body's countdown, the body counts down. The old place and camera lens, you go to jail for us, TV jail for us. Police on the old place and camera lens, you go to jail for us, TV jail for us. So get around town, gentlemen, it's the body's countdown, the body counts down. Get around town, gentlemen, it's the body's countdown, the body counts down. Get around town, gentlemen, it's the body's countdown, the body counts down. Get around town, gentlemen, it's the body's countdown, the body counts down.
Oh, that song ended before I thought it would. Sorry. What do you know? Anyway, I want to let you know, too, after the NPR News, the boats are coming on, and then we've got Reverend Billy coming into town to play some music with you. Woo! And then after Reverend Billy is going through the day, the fabulous Bumpy Ride. It's a drinking show with a music problem. Following that, Route 66, one of the best hours on radio, and Soul Party Flashback Friday. Stick with us. Stay with WMNF 88.5 WMNF Tampa. Here's the NPR News.